Welcome to the A Rich Life podcast, and I am your host, Alicia Richard, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. In today's episode, I am extremely excited about the topic. However, before we hop right on in, I must tell you about a little bit of my favorite things. So, one of my favorite fruit and vegetable juices for this week was some celery, some cucumbers, and some pears, and then I added a little lemon into it, and OMG, was this green juice so good. The next thing that I totally loved was, of course, you know, I love my YouTube workouts. I loved a Pilates workout, and I did it with Move with Nicole, and I did a 45-minute Pilates workout, and it was so rejuvenating. Like, I felt so good. And this week's affirmation is self-forgiveness is the key to happiness. So, girlfriend, make sure that you are living a rich life, not just in your finances, but in your mind, your body, your soul, and your business. Be sure to check out those fruit and vegetable juices, and also be sure to get your workout in. If not every day of the week, at least 2, 3 times, 4 times, whatever is convenient for you. So, with today's episode, we will be talking about how to sustain habits. Now, let me tell you, no one is perfect, right? We all are trying to get it right. But I am going to talk to you today about the power of habits and some of the top things that you must do to live a life of your dreams. Now, I understand that we all have major goals, right? We have ambitions and dreams of wanting to become a better, a happier, a healthier, and a wealthier person. We all have a desire to build and create and to do something, basically to live an extraordinary life, right? Well, those things are nice to have, but if you don't create a system in your life to help you to stay on track, if you don't develop a system where you could have your goals and your dreams, if you don't have something in place, then that means that you will eventually fall off of track. So having new goals without having the habits is like having a car without wheels. Your habits are the wheels, and the wheels basically help your car to go from one location to the next. Your car is so essential. So if you don't have things in place in your life, then it's like you're not gonna be going anywhere. So one of the major things that you must do is realize that you already have all of the knowledge that you need, right? None of this is new to you. Everything is familiar to you, but it's just making sure that you set up a system that could help you to actually achieve your goals. And let's just go right into knowing about the importance of keeping up with the habit, because I know we all have done it before. Have you ever started a new year and you started to do like that thing that you wanted to do, and then it's like, dang, what happened? It's the third week of January, or it's February, and I'm not doing that thing that I wanted to do anymore. And it eventually just goes away. And the answer is why? Why does it go away? Or have you said, hey, I'm going to be a better mom. I'm going to be a better wife. I want to be a better person and show more love and appreciation throughout the day. And you was like, dang, I set my intentions for a week. And then what happened? Like, they all went away. So what we're going to talk about is how to set up triggers so that you could have the habits, the routines, and the structure that you need that will help you to live a more fulfilling and engaged and enthusiastic life. So the thing that you should do is, we're just going to call these like trigger moments. And these are called like active habits. So say that you want to become a better person. You want to be more patient, loving, and kind. And what you have to do is set up daily reminders so that you can become the person that you want to be. So I know you're like, what are you talking about, girl? Bye. Right? But to set up an alarm, I want you to set up an alarm in your phone. We all have our phones like every single day. You always check your phone at least multiple times a day. You always get the Facebook notification or the Instagram notification, but you never get a time in your phone that is actually just for you as a reminder. So say, for instance, that you want to say some affirmations 2 or 3 times a day. What I want you to do is I want you to grab your phone out and I want you to set your alarm. Maybe you want to set your alarm. I normally like to set my alarm at like 11 because that is normally my divine number. So what I want you to do is, if you have a goal of saying your affirmations 3 times a day, why don't you set your alarm? Maybe one time could be at 8:30 in the morning before you go to work, or 7:30, whatever time that is. Then you could set your second alarm to be at 12 o'clock. Then you could set your third alarm to maybe be at maybe 7:30. So now you have 3 alarms that are set. Now don't just set the alarm, but have the intentions with the alarm. So say for instance, let's use the time 7:30, right? So at 7:30 in the morning, set your alarm for 7:30 a.m. You can say affirmation. So if you have Siri, an iPhone or whatever, you could put 7:30 say affirmations and let that be your reminder. Then when 12 o'clock comes, you can say affirmations. Then when that alarm goes off, you look at your phone and that's your trigger, the alarm that goes off. Then at 7:30, you set your alarm again, and at that alarm you would say, hey Siri, or hey whatever, I want you to set my alarm at 7:30 to say my affirmations. So now it's no longer you are relying on your own memory. Now you are adding a trigger, an external trigger, which is by way your alarm, and you have your phone on you all of the time. And now we are setting the alarms so that it could remind us to do those things every day. So say for instance that you want to get healthier, right? We all have our own personal physical goals. So say for instance, you want to be healthier. So one of the things that you could do is your trigger could be after you drop the kids off from school that you would go ahead and go to the gym. That is your trigger. So the trigger would be to go take the kids to school. Then right after school, the next thing you would do is go straight to the gym. Or if you are anything like me, the trigger for me would be that I go to bed with my gym clothes on. Do not judge me. But that is a great way to like multi-purpose your clothing, right? So instead of wearing pajamas, I literally wear like yoga pants, or I would wear like, I don't even know what they call the shorts, but it's like the tight shorts or whatever. So normally at night, and I would literally wear like, don't judge. But I do wear my sports bra a lot of the time. So sometimes my husband's like, why are you coming in bed with all these clothes on? I'm like, look, don't judge me. I just know what I gotta do, right? So set up your triggers, whatever it may be. So at nighttime, I make sure that I put my gym clothes on. Then in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I go and I brush my teeth and I literally go into the garage or I go into the living room and I would literally do my YouTube workout. So that is a trigger for me to go ahead and do it before the night. So say for instance, so we already went over the example of affirmations, right? You could put it in your phone and then that way it could be a reminder. The next one is you could put on your clothes to get prepared the night before. Then that's already your trigger to know that, hey, when I wake up or after I finish this task, then I know that I am going to do that. So say the next thing that you could do that can be a trigger is that, say if you want to become like a better person in some sort of way, say that you want to show love, right? Triggers can also be like a physical thing. When you walk through a door frame, you could set a trigger. So when you walk through the door frame, let's say for instance, if you decide that you want to be a more loving wife. Oh, that's so sweet. So say that you want to become a more loving wife. So you could set a trigger to say that every time I walk through the doors of my bedroom, I'm going to say this. So think about what words do you want to exemplify so that you could be reminded every single time that you walk through the doors of your bedroom. Who do you want to be when you walk through that bedroom? Do you want to be more loving? Do you want to be more kind? Do you want to be more affectionate? Do you want to be more patient? Do you want to, I don't know, whatever those words are for you. So that way, every time you walk through the doors of your room or your bedroom, you are setting your intentions. That could be the same thing with walking into your car. So the trigger could be your car. So what do you want to do every time when you get in your car? So when you ride in your car, you could say, well, hey, this trigger is maybe you want to say a prayer every time you ride in your car to say, thank you, God, for your protection, for your direction, for keeping me from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. So every time you get into your car is the trigger. Okay, so let's set another trigger, right? Every time you sit at the desk in your office, or every time you sit down in your office chair, what or who do you want to be? So the trigger would be sitting down in your chair. And every time you sit down in your chair, what characteristics do you want to exemplify as you are sitting in your chair at your desk in your office, or, you know, at work or whatever? Set your intentions, set who you want to be that way. Now that your habits that you are trying to obtain and sustain, then that way it'll be a little bit more easier, because every time that you do something, every time that you make a transition, every time you set up a trigger, now that you know that, hey, when I walk through the doors of my bedroom, hey, when I hear the alarm on my phone, hey, when I go to my car and close the door, hey, when I go to my office desk and sit down, now you know that every single time that you do those things, the other one was, hey, when I finish dropping the kids off at school, I am going to do this task. So basically what we're doing is saying that if you want to develop, you know, have a fulfilled life, if you want to make sure that you are consistent, if you want to make sure that you are showing up, if you want to make sure that you are feeling more happy, more fulfilled, more engaged with your life, then that way when you set up those triggers, those are physical reminders for you to actually do the things that you've always wanted to do. So we know about the power of writing it down and making sure that you write it down, but these triggers will actually help you to be the better leader that you want to be. Why? Because you are saying the words that you intend to do and that you are intend to act on. So let's just remember that every single time you want to make sure that you set your intentions, then that way, what happens when you set your intentions? Now you're more consistent, because every time you sit in your chair, you know how you're going to react. Every time you go in your bedroom, your husband can now say, hey, what's going on with you? You are a better wife today. Come through, right? Every time that you go through your car, you say certain things. So if you really, really, really want to live a life of your dreams, if you really want to know how to stay on track, if you really want to know, hey, how can I just be consistent? Then the thing that you must do is to set up the triggers in your life that will help you to activate the habits, and then therefore you won't be struggling no more, girl. You'll thank me later. All right, so that brings me to the end of this episode. I hope that you enjoyed every single thing that I do. Please make sure that you set your alarms at whatever time. How many alarms you want to set? If you want to do the alarm weight as a trigger, that's fine. If you want to do the door frame weight, that's fine. If you want to do sitting at the office chair, that's fine. Whichever system works for you, let's just begin to just get things done. All of these things done, because when you do get it done, then that's when you are living a rich life, not just in your finances, but in your mind, your body, your soul, and in your business. So as we close out this week's episode, please make sure that you share the podcast episode with at least one person, just one person. That's it. I'm just asking you all to share with one person. Literally go like in your Instagram feed or your messages or whatever and send it to at least one person. So before we hop right on out, of course, you know that we always say, or we have been saying, a brief prayer before we leave out. So God, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you for being our strength, our guide, and our light. God, thank you for letting us set up daily reminders so that we could be the women that you have called for us to be, women of grace, of love, of peace, of happiness, and of joy. God, we just thank you, Lord, for your fulfilling power that every day, God, we are just thankful for the things that we do have. And as we continue, God, to just walk in your grace, we ask you for your guidance. Thank you, Lord, that you are allowing us to show up in life even better, that when we walk through our bedroom doors, when we sit down in our office, and even when we drive in our cars, that you are just helping us to be the women that we are called to be. So thank you, Lord, for this day, and thank you for every day. Amen and amen. So that brings us to the end of our episodes. Please make sure, or thank you so much for sharing the episode with your friends and with your family, knowing how important it is to live a rich life. Of course, we have a song for you at the end. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
One, two, three.
I know he's always watching over me. I know he's always watching over me. Over me.
Sometimes we don't always know what to do, and your troubles, they overtake you. It seems like every time take a step forward, you take one back.
Just love.